We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Join Chris Mack from the Fan Morning Show at Donaldson's Crossroads from 1 to 2 Friday, collecting stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS event on August 22nd. Thanks to Zamias Properties, and that's this Friday, August 19th. All right, Ron, the latest chapter in the Deshaun Watson saga was him, and I put this in quotes, issuing a public apology.
Remorseful all of a sudden.
Forced remorse here, based on his circumstances, is what I would call it. He told Aditi Kinkabwala during the Browns pregame show before their preseason game against Jacksonville, "Look, I want to say I'm truly sorry to all the women I've impacted in this situation. The decisions that I made in my life that put me in the position I would definitely like to have back, but I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show I am a person of character, and I'm going to keep pushing forward." That's a lot different than when he thought he had leverage in this matter a few months back and said, and I quote, "I have no regrets. I've never disrespected any woman." A little bit different now that his season appears to be on the line.
And you don't think that the original judge, the arbitrator, or whoever it was, that Sue Robinson, had said he had expressed no remorse whatsoever.
Right.
Had something to do with it. Yeah, you talk about too little, too late. You know, these guys apologize and, you know, they expect everything to, you know, I'm all for second chances too, but they expect these apologies. Okay, I apologize. Everything's good now. A little bit late for that, Deshaun. A little bit late.
So Peter Harvey, the appointee, the designee of Roger Goodell, that has to come down soon.
Yeah, what is that? Everybody was expecting it last week.
I don't know what he's waiting for, honestly. And it also came out that Watson would be willing to settle for, what was it, 8 games and a $5 million fine?
Right.
Okay, thanks, Deshaun.
Yeah, $5 million, it'd be like you pulling out $5.
That's not happening. He won't be settling for anything. It's going to be a full season. And if anything, if he wants to engage in any real talk with the NFL, it'll be around 12 games and $10 million. And I still think it could go there. I still think it could go to 12 games and $10 million. You?
Yeah, you know, maybe. I don't see 8 games, though, by any stretch. And it depends, you know, how much Goodell wants to go to the wall over this.
Yeah. Peter Harvey.
He's got a lot of, you know, there's a lot of female fans in the NFL. They're watching how this is playing out. How is it handled? I don't know that he's going to settle. I'm talking about Goodell.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about that, Ron, is one of the times that he appointed a designee, it was Paul Tagliabue in Bountygate.
I remember that.
And he undid all of Goodell's rulings. Like, it was weird. Like, everybody thought, well, he's just going to go along with it. Now, this guy already has a track record of kind of going along with the NFL, this Peter Harvey, but maybe he surprises us, you know? And would it be his decision to engage in negotiations over a reduction? That would still appear to be Goodell's decision if they want to do that, right?
Right, exactly.
I still think, if I had to bet, I still think he's going to play this season. You?
I'm going to say no.
We'll see if that decision comes down today. And then he played in a game the other night.
1-7.
Didn't play well. Did not play
well. Man, how about
well.
The Browns? Their whole preseason. You know, that whole thing hanging over them. You know, Kareem Hunt, trade me or give me a new contract. They lose their starting center for the year.
Yes.
Which is a big deal. And they signed this kick returner who was all pro last year. Grant, I believe his name is. He's out too. Two major injuries for them.
The Browns is the Browns, Ron, and that will always be true. And of course, Watson got booed, right? So that leads Joel Bitonio, their guard, to say, you know, I think once Deshaun came out of the game, we got booed less, but you go to a road game, they boo you anyway. We'll see how it goes. More than ever, it seems it's Cleveland against the world.
Yeah, poor
That's a
Cleveland.
Good way to look at it, Joel.
Poor Cleveland.
Good quote.
I mean, sure, they're going to get booed here. Sure, Watson's going to get booed here, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Of course. Absolutely, they will.
Ron, they're going to finish in last place in the AFC North. Do you agree?
If I'm saying Watson's not going to play all year, I have to agree.
Plus, their offensive line is one of their huge advantages, it would seem, over most teams. Now they've lost the guy right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle of it.
You mentioned the Kareem Hunt thing. They're always beset by something in Cleveland.
Right.
They got their Super Bowl, which was the win here in the playoffs, where they put up 48 points. I don't know that Kevin Stefanski will get another playoff win in Cleveland. How do you like that prediction? I think things are going to blow up big time this year. They're going to have Jacoby Brissett.
Do you feel? Yeah, but that's not. You said they might never get another win. How about next year if Watson comes back? You're a big Watson fan.
Big Watson fan.
Yeah.
But you put him in that environment.
Yeah. I mean, they're still
not
going to
be much better than Houston.
They're still going to have some good players next year.
You say I'm a big Watson fan.
Watson is a football player.
He's a great quarterback.
Not as a person.
I mean, he has a playoff win already, which is as many as Stefanski has. But you put him in that environment, you put a lot of people in that environment, I don't know that it's going to go well. And we'll see who's still around, by the way, after this season goes straight to you-know-where in Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm willing to write him off for this year, but I'm not going to write him off for next year if he comes back.
There are the Browns.
The Browns is the Browns.
That's their biggest problem. They're the Browns. All right, Peter King, speaking of the guy who came up with that quote, Ron,
Juju.
The Browns is the Browns. Listen to this. Peter King visited Kansas City, said they look unbelievable with speed on the outside. I think Harden, is that the guy's name? One of them on the outside. They've got, you know, Kelsey. They drafted the kid Sky Moore from Pittsburgh. They got everything.
How about Mahomes and the thrower is the quarterback?
Yeah, he's not bad. So here is what Peter King says. When I met with Juju after practice, ever hear the expression, you can't wipe the smile off his face? He was the kid who got a date with the homecoming queen, scored the winning touchdown against the arch rival, and found out he got straight A's on his report card. All in the same day. He said he was pigeonholed in Pittsburgh. I've been waiting to do this. He's playing a ton on the outside. Everybody here has to know everybody's position. You have to know inside, outside. You could play anywhere. I'm in all kinds of personnel groups. I love it. It's what I've been wanting to do, to be used in so many different ways. It's so great the way Coach Reed gives Mahomes so many different options. And that's what King observed during practice. And we've seen it too, where on 27 plays, a bunch of those, he said, Smith-Schuster was on the outside, split wide right, wide left. He was a motion man for their jet motion game. Whereas here, 80% of the time he was in the slot. He was a singles hitter. I said he was crazy last year.
He could have gone there last year.
Last year he should have gone there.
Now, Tyreek Hill was there last year, though, too.
Sure.
So that would have limited his options, but certainly, you know, he's in a good spot. Now, we'll see. We'll see how he does. But, I mean, you got Mahomes throwing to you. I'll take your chance. Take my chance.
Well, that would have been the point. I mean, there's plenty of passes to go around, even if Tyreek Hill was there, Ron. You know what I mean?
Tyreek Hill and Kelsey.
Well, let's take a look at their stats from last season.
He'd be your third guy, if that. Now, that Hardman was there last year, too, right?
Yeah, he caught 60 passes. Pringle caught almost 50, 40.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Those in one game against the Steelers, as you'll recall. God, was their defense horrible last year, Ron. Right?
Oh, yeah, preaching to the choir on that one.
But you're right, basically. Tyreek had 111 catches for 1,200 yards.
And how many did Kelsey have?
92.
Yeah, so that's over
200 targets.
Over 200 catches.
This guy's going to walk it. Plus, they have Clyde Edwards-Helaire back. They're going to be good. They're going to be good again on offense. How about that division?
Not going to beat out those Chargers, though.
That's going to be incredible football in that division. And the Raiders and the Broncos.
Yeah, they're no pushovers.
So was Juju misused here? I think he was. And I said it all along that I thought he was. They turned him into a singles hitter. I don't think he was that early on.
I don't know. I go back to Ben calling him the best third down receiver. I'll go there. I'm not going to say he – I don't really like him outside. Let's see what he does. We'll see.
I'm interested to see it.
I mean, I think he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. And I think he's a tough guy for sure.
I think he may benefit from the time off. I think he racked up his body. He had 111. Oh, my God. You forget he had 111 catches for 1,400 yards and 7 touchdowns in his second year. That's an unbelievable season.
Yes, it is.
Then it was Duck and Mason, and then he came back with 97 more. So why won't he catch 95 to 100 passes? Why won't he?
With Tyreek Hill not there, I think he's got a chance to, sure.
And he's a touchdown maker. 9 touchdowns his last year here. I just thought there was more, but then again, they had Claypool and they had Deontay in his last full year here, which was 2020.
And Freiermuth took a lot of catches too.
For sure, last year he did. Yeah, although Juju was gone.
I didn't realize I was writing about the backs. Najee had 74 catches last year.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that. 74 catches.
Here's the other thing about Warren, Ron, that I think gives him an advantage over Benny Snell football. He looks like he has a good set of hands. I could see him as a third down back once in a while.
He had 4 catches the other day, including the touchdown.
Including
right?
Leaping catches, the one for the touchdown, and another right. One over the middle. I think that kid is going to make the team. I really do, and I think he might get used. I think it might be the end of Benny Snell, although you may be right. Maybe special teams save him. But how many guys on this roster can be saved by special teams? Connor Hayward, Olszewski, Benny Snell.
Derek Watt,
Warren, Sims. Like, there's only so many special teams.
There's a lot of those spots, though. I mean, yeah, I think
not
they...
Somebody's got to play the line.
Somebody
and
got defensive guys, too, are going to factor into that.
Well, they better have damn
Killebrew,
good special teams.
Killebrew, for instance.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many spots, but, I mean, it could come to... I think, from all I've been told, Benny Snell's in, unless this injury's bad. And then it could come down to McFarland or Warren.
Should Benny Snell be in? We've been talking all offseason about how they need a different running back.
I am not the biggest Benny Snell fan, but apparently there are those there. And they tell me he's really good on the teams.
Yeah, he can be replaced, Ron. So are these other guys. What is Olszewski if not good at special teams? Hayward looks good. I just think, here's what I think. Maybe Benny will make it because of that. I honestly believe that Warren is the second best running back here. Have you seen?
If not
McFarland.
I'm not at camp. I mean, but they rave reviews about Warren at training camp, the way he runs hard up there. They say same thing we saw the other night. Runs hard, blows people away, but he'll fumble occasionally. And that's what we saw the other night. I just thought McFarland looked the best I've ever seen him look in one game, but it's the first game and against sketchy competition.
That's the thing. There's such a narrow difference between, you know, it's a split second. A cutback,
right.
Evading somebody.
Yeah, somebody
it,
really
it all looks
good
different.
Is in that spot. Right.
That was the Jalen Samuels situation. He was a preseason monster. And then he'd get, and then suddenly he's getting caught, you know, from behind, and nothing ever happens.
Because they're a little quicker.
Just a little quicker.
A little bit faster.
Did you ever look at Jalen Samuels' final year, the stats, Ron? His final full season?
No, I was probably paying too much attention to Ray Ray.
Let me just read you these. I mean, his last year here, he averaged his last 3 years here, he averaged 2.7 yards a carry, 3.1 and 1.8. It wasn't like he was a short yardage back. Catching the ball in his last 3 years, he had 47 catches in 19. He averaged 6.5 yards a catch. The next year, 5.1, and the last year, 4.7. If he had stayed here, his last year, if he had stayed, would have been 0 yards every time he touched the ball.
He had one good game, right, against New England.
Pretty much.
Remember that?
Yeah,
it was
a great game.
Excellent against the Patriots.
A great game. I thought he was okay that year. And then it just didn't happen, Ron.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.